Susan Frank talks to the animals and you. It's Wild About Pets on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Nutrisource, the trusted family pet food company for over 40 years. I'm talking to Debbie Roberts-Lokes, CEO of Monty Roberts. Oh, you know what I keep saying? I keep doing this wrong. Monty and Pat Roberts Incorporated, about how to lessen fears and increase trust from your horses. Our phone lines are open. It's November 4th, 2011. You can call 1-888-463-6748 or email me at susan@wildaboutpets.net to ask Debbie a question. So, Debbie, we're talking a little bit about how you had created the Equus Online University to help, you know, just your average horse riders. And I had wondered about if when I, you know, I'm on a trail ride, if there's something I can specifically do when I approach the horse. And I see people patting them, or, of course, you know, a lot of times they don't want, the trails don't want us to feed. But what could I do in the very few first moments, Debbie, and if there is something that can maybe affect what the experience will be for this horse and me?
So when you're getting onto the trail,
First come up, and right before I either sit on top of the horse after I've used the mounting block, or do I talk to them? Do I pet them? Or is there something I can do to make this horse feel better about me, this total stranger?
Oh, it's a total stranger horse.
So yes.
I see what you're saying. You've gone to a dude ranch or
yes.
something and done that.
Yes.
You know, if you're not able to do a full join-up, which I can't, the dude ranches I've been to, I can't imagine they'd let you do that.
Mm-mm.
Usually they're all saddled up and ready to go.
Right, right.
So the thing to do, that join-up for life, big statement that I made earlier that didn't make a lot of sense if you don't know what join-up is, Join Up for Life is that you react around a horse and behave around a horse that is non-confrontational to them. So I like to keep my fingers soft. I like my movements like I'm moving in oil all the time.
Oh.
People that are jerky, jumpy, fingers open, eyes on eyes, those frighten horses. I mean, they should be. You know, those are all the indicators that something might be up with this person. They're less than trustworthy. So slow moving, grooming is a wonderful start. If there's any chance that they'll let you groom on the horse a little bit, maybe it's already saddled, but even so, you know, just brushing your fingers through the mane, anything that's comforting the horse. The sweetest spot on a horse is where they groom each other. Have you ever seen them cross in a field where they've got shoulder to shoulder, head opposite directions, and they nuzzle at the wither?
Oh, uh-huh.
They love that. That's a sign of, you know, it's just like grooming with the monkeys. And that's where they groom each other because they can't reach there any other way. And they, you know, all horses love it. So if you can reach in there and groom them, you know, rub them, you know, just give them a little good scratches right there, softly and smoothly. They love that.
And where again is the wither? Can you describe exactly where
it would be? Like it would be if your saddle's on, it'd be right under the horn.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It's right at the base of their neck there where the mane ends. But if you can't get to it because they're all saddled up and covered up, they also, a trustworthy spot is a nice rub between the eyes. Now, a horse can't see right between the eyes, and that's
mm-hmm.
a vulnerable spot. When you're approaching a horse, it's better not to approach them straight on from the front because, again, they can't see that well. Their eyes are set on the side, and they do work independently of each other, and not that much gets through from one side to the other. So when you do this bit of meeting the horse, orienting yourself to the horse, make sure you go on both sides so he's seen you from both sides.
Okay.
And, yeah, there's some tips.
That's a very good idea. So one last little thing about that. I have heard that you don't want to, like, be slapping, like, patting. You know, a lot of people will be on the horse and they'll take their hand, they're like, they'll pat kind of firmly.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that stroking is better.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, like, slap. Do you agree with that?
I do. Anything like that raises the adrenaline of the horse, and that's just not considered good horsemanship. You try to keep all adrenaline low. Dad says that when adrenaline's low, learning is up, and when adrenaline is up, learning is low.
Is that true for people, though?
It's true.
It applies for all of us.
Yeah.
Well, So there's a photo here. It's number 15 where your father is working with a horse. And this one, as your caption had said, was a horse that really was phobically frightened of a blue tarp. And so I'm assuming by the fact that now we've got this horse nuzzling your father, who's wearing a blue jacket, means that there was quite an achievement here. So these methods, do I surmise then, Debbie, these joint methods or the training methods based with, you know, the horse's language help reduce a lot of fears?
Yes. Yes. If the horse believes that you can see that blue tarp at the base of that photo, can you?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If the horse believes that you are trustworthy and that you're the leader, they will follow you until, you know, anywhere. And the reason for that is that's in their DNA to survive. They've survived for millions of years long before us. So we never say that that people have horse problems. It's really horses with people problems. There's a lot going on. We haven't either established the trust. Of course, some horses are flightier, more sensitive than others, but they all can be taught to lower their adrenaline if they're in a trustworthy situation. They'll follow you right over that blue tarp, even if, you know, and Dad will start. I think one of the most critical things he teaches is incremental learning. And I think if we all took that to heart and explored where he wants us to go with incremental learning, you would go a long way in understanding how his mind works around a horse, is that we don't make them swallow big chunks at a time, that we just slowly and incrementally introduce these things. But just like a child who doesn't really want to do, you know, the first day of school mm-hmm. or something really scary, we help them digest it one bite at a time, and they go further than they ever trusted themselves to be mm-hmm. able to do that.
Well, you know, what occurs to me is if the relationship has never been based on trust, and if this horse does not really feel that they're safe around a human, to my mind, it leaves experiences riding or jumping or whatever the person's doing with the horse much more apt for problems where a horse may be spooked or scared and start bolting. And so I would think if there is that trust established, as you said, maybe some of those things won't happen as often. Do you find that the case?
Absolutely. And of course, a horse that is remedial, that's one that somebody really has done a mental job on. Mm-hmm. They're going to have flashbacks. You know, you can't take all those things away and as if they never happened. There are consequences for those things, and flashbacks are often those. Sure. So that even though this horse could be with you for 10 or 12 years and he totally trusts you, and in his early years he had somebody who did a sacking out with him. That's an old traditional way of desensitizing where they take a big old gun.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that horse will probably be phobic of plastic, crunchy things the rest of his life, mm-hmm. even though he trusts you. And maybe you can walk him by one, but if he's surprised by one, he could still have that reaction. And that's just natural.
Debbie, how are you using some of the joined-up methods and theories regarding communication and relationships beyond the world of horses?
We are. Like I said earlier, that I think horses are hugely therapeutic. One of the things that sometimes people don't think about is that we're surrounded often by carnivores in our life, predators. And I love dogs and I love cats, but their motivation in life is different than a horse's. As Dad says, no blade of grass has ever run from a horse. They don't have to capture their food or fight uh-huh. for their food. And so this whole DNA that are in carnivores is different in horses. They're motivated by trust and comfort and security. That actually for them is what they would do to earn you, your trust. A horse that feels they can trust you and you can trust him. For example, have you ever heard somebody say, gosh, my horse and I are just so symbiotic. We just, mm-hmm. you know, we understand
sure.
each other so
sure.
well. And that, you know what, I slipped off him one day on the trail, and he just stopped and looked back at me and said, what are you doing down there? You scared me, you know? And they don't want to, you know, there's nothing nefarious in that relationship with a good, trusting relationship in a horse. And they're motivated by getting along, gentleness, all the quietness. They don't even, in the movies, they always make horses kind of scream out, or even mm-hmm. if they're just trotting across mm-hmm. the camera, you hear, a little nickering
yes,
or something.
Right.
Horses aren't like that. They don't make all that noise.
And
they
so really, you guys are using some of all this that you've learned and applying this to people in yes. work or corporate situations even?
Working corporate situations, for sure. And, the loud boss, that is always adrenaline up and getting everybody spiked when he walks in the office, is not as motivating or has the leadership qualities that we'd like to see in a gentle, effective, and therefore, I think corporations these days need more teamwork. They need to rely on each and every employee more than they used to. Mm-hmm. Maybe force and intimidation mm-hmm. used to work in some era that I'm not familiar with, but these days, with technology the way it is, there's an independence in each employee that you want to foster. And we feel the same way when we're handing over the ability of that horse. It's his choice to do things. We feel it's just exactly the same way with employees and leadership qualities in those that are steering employees. The leader needs to lead but let go some and let those people, those employees, make choices. We think it's a perfect analogy and a perfect relationship to see how a horse comes to trust you and wants to be with you rather than not trust you and looking for another job.
Sure. Well, and so Debbie, where would someone go to find out more information?
Thank you. We have partnered with the CLI, which is the Corporate Learning Institute. Sue Kane came out and took our Riding with Respect course.
Oh.
She's a horsewoman too, and a lovely one. And she has her big horse named Diney. And she wanted to come out and learn more about what we were doing. And she went back there and said, gosh, I think I can help them with their corporate learning and corporate training. And we've partnered now, because she's brilliant, Dr. Sue Kane, by the way, is much more educated than us and comes from 30 years experience on that side of the tracks. We'll bring the horse experience to the equation. And I think you'll see some of that in Barrington, Illinois this month, too. Some of those concepts we always share across section, because there's always boyfriends and husbands drugged to these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to learn something, too.
Uh-huh.
So we always introduce ideas about relationships with your children, but certainly corporate relationships. Everybody has to have a job to afford horses, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right. I know, so they can be very expensive. But that's why, we can also enjoy them in the small ways, like the trail rides I talked about.
Right.
Well, my guest today has been Debbie Roberts-Lokes, CEO of Monty and Pet Roberts Incorporated. You will find the links to MontyRoberts.com and how to order Monty Roberts books on my TalkZone.com homepage. And on today's Look While You Listen page on wildaboutpets.net. There is so much to see, videos to watch, great information. I highly encourage everybody to go to the website. There's many, many books that your father has written, and we can read and learn much more about the online university that you have created, Debbie. Also, of course, you are going to be doing a workshop with one of your certified instructors, Denise Sandman. That's the Monty Roberts Methods Workshop on Saturday and Sunday, November 19th and 20th. This is going to be located in Barrington, Illinois at the Walk On Farm. Come and learn the Monty Robert techniques for replacing fear and frustration with trust-based communication with your horse. Just go to Monty Robert's Facebook page for information on that. Debbie, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Susan. It was wonderful.
As always, I love hearing everybody's comments and questions. Write me on my Facebook page or at wildaboutpets.net. Thank you for listening.